Thank you for joining us. I'd like to welcome Byron Fernandez. He's the Executive Vice President, Malaysia and India, and the Group Chief Information Officer for TDCX, which is a major, we call it Customer Experience Outsourcing Center. You know, you've rebadged yourself and a growing and dynamic organization serving a number of very significant international brands in through the Malaysian office and beyond. So, yeah, tell us what you did.
So, yeah, it was going through that investor meetings, and then I have daily huddles with my team, which we take over video. And so I finished one of those just now, HR catch up. You know, with things evolving with the government and all of the instructions they're giving us, you know, we now know that we've got to have letters for everyone who's going to the office. So we're finding ways to deploy all of that through our SAP systems, and we can, you know, push them to people's cell phones so they can, you know, show it to the police if they're stopped. We're sanitizing two of our offices for Saturday, so I got up some planning meetings on that. So it's just been like that, back to back, right until this point. Now, when I get to take a bit of a breather and have something that's a conversation that's a little less stressful, if you will.
Yeah, at a personal level, I find you quite incredible, and I say that with great respect, because you seem to be the unflappable leader. You know, and Vic speaks very highly of you. So yeah, so I take my hat off you for that. And you've been under incredible stress. But you handled it extremely well. So thank you. I just want to talk very briefly on these. So what we're going to do with this, by the way, is I'm talking to a number of people. For example, Ramesh Kumar from FedEx, you know, and I've asked a number of other people in process with Paul Hutton, who's extremely senior in the Hilton Group in this area. What we're going to do, and it was rather than do an interview, we're just going to break it up by the issues, the questions. So, so therefore, what sort of adjustments have you made? That'll be a question, and then we'll put something out on that issue alone, and then we'll spread it out over a number of weeks. Because we're very conscious of the people have got very limited attention spans, so I want to make this very issue based. So I'm just going to run this, and you know, we don't want any private information, just a general information. So, you know, what impact has COVID had on TDCX in general terms?
Okay, so if I can take this in different dimensions, and I'll do the first, I'll call it the most boring sort of impact that it's had to us from a work perspective. It's meant achieving social separation, social distancing for our employees, which means we turned around and went from 100% work from the office to now about 80%+, almost 90% of our workforce is working from home, and we had to do that overnight. Wow. So to switch that on overnight has been really difficult. And to give you a sense of what we did, George, was we disconnected computers, relocated them to our employees' homes, reset them up again, connected them through VPNs into the office, and we got everything up and ready. And it's been incredible that my team, I mean, I have an incredible IT team, I can tell you. IT facilities, operations, all of them, they're incredible. So what we did was we took everything back home and got everything ready, and we were testing. And you'd be surprised to know that we even have some clients who are, now we're on the third day of the movement control order, and they still haven't yet given permission for us to work from home, even though everything is there, tested and done. So from the work side of things, that's the impact that it's had. That's really only part of the story. While it's a big part of the story, it's really only part of the story. I think the people have become very, very affected by it. I mean, some of the speeches by our Prime Minister, and I know his intention, and I know he means well to stop the people who are, you know, going out and partying and trying to have fun, and probably wants them to actually use this time instead to achieve that that social distancing. But some of the things he said have absolutely frightened people. And sent them off running to the hills. So we do have people who are saying, oh my God, you know, how do I know if I'm sick? You know, can we buy test kits? Can you give us 5 masks a day instead of the 3 or 2 or whatever it is that they're getting now? So there's been a lot of panic, a lot of chaos, a lot of fear and stress that's been created for the people. And I think, you mentioned Vig earlier, and Vig's been doing an incredible job. He's been in the office these past 2 days. And he's just been talking to people, basically town hall after town hall after town hall, just allaying fears, talking to people, understanding their concerns, and making changes where we can. Some of the feedback we received was really incredible, and we could act on it and you know, fix some of the issues that were coming up, and we did. While the rest of it is basically managing people's perceptions, managing their misconceptions and some of their fears. So it's taken a toll on people emotionally. And it's sort of forced us to reinvent ourselves and become, you know, an organization that's working in this agile work from home environment. We've never done it before on a technical scale. That amount of work alone is mind boggling. But getting the cadences right, helping people to work from home, and you know, it is. I don't know if anyone's ever told you this. But it's absolutely depressing. I mean, you're no longer surrounded by your friends in the office. You're stuck in a house that you're not supposed to leave and that you don't leave. And you don't get to have that social interaction with a whole lot of people that you're used to. Some people have even said on the second day that they're feeling depressed. So it's a lot of change that we're dealing with now and getting people to understand that. And you know, while a face, a moving face on a screen and a voice don't a human being make, it is a lot better with video than just on audio. So okay. These are some of the things that I've seen happening just in the past 72 hours.
Wow. Okay. It's a huge amount. And I know you've moved mountains to achieve what you've done. It's huge. You've had a building shut down. You've done that as well, very successfully.